This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
This is Mike Adams, your publisher of Natural News. A second update for you today on Wednesday, January 22nd. Just to summarize, the previous update I posted gave details of the nature of the very sophisticated cyber warfare attack that has been leveled against us, which we believe involves groups that are impersonating agents of the federal government and creating counterfeit documents in order to try to take us offline. They've partially succeeded in denying us access to our servers, but we're able to get some updates posted. And of course, they haven't touched our Brighteon platform, which is why I'm able to get these podcasts out. And this underscores the importance of building and maintaining multiple platforms hosted at different locations using different technologies. It's all about diversification of platforms, because the censorship attacks are now escalating to an insane degree. So we've got to have, you know, lots of different ways to get the message out. But I was talking with Dave Hodges last night as this was unfolding, and he believes that one of the reasons we were targeted for this takedown attack is because of the biological weapon system that's being unleashed on humanity right now, which is this coronavirus that is spreading throughout China. And I want to read to you a little piece, or just a little sentence, from the bigwobble.org, where we have who's this guy? Professor Neil Ferguson has done analysis. He's from the MRC Center for Global Infectious Disease Analysis at Imperial College London. And he says that based on the data that's being publicly released by China now, there are probably 20,000 unconfirmed cases of this coronavirus in China right now. Now, there's already been patient zero in the United States. I believe he's in a Seattle hospital. He was carrying this virus for a week in the United States before he was properly diagnosed with this infection, which means he has almost certainly spread it to other people, most likely healthcare workers at the hospital. He also took a flight from China, which means there were probably, you know, 300 people who are on the airplane with him. And some of those people are obviously infected and probably have flown to other cities across the United States. And then just this morning, I started to see that there are reports of a mystery virus being detected now at the U.S. southern border. So mystery viruses, you know, infections are moving across the border, coming into the United States that way. Now, this is the scenario that I have specifically warned about for many years. And as Dave Hodges explained to me, it's his belief that we were taken down because I'm one of the few, you know, science experienced independent media voices who can talk intelligently about infectious disease or the incubation periods of viral strains or the genetic engineering weaponization of biological weapon systems and things like that. So he says, Dave was telling me that he thought they're trying to silence the voices that would be the most credible to expose this weapon system that apparently has been unleashed upon the world. So, and then Alex Jones was reporting this morning on InfoWars that there was a patent issued just about 1 month ago for the vaccine that treats this specific strain. Or I'm sorry, there was a vaccine approval issued just roughly a month ago. But many of these strains are also patented by the CDC as well, which is a whole different topic that has huge implications. But think about this. Vaccine was just approved, and now suddenly it's going wild in China and maybe crossing the U.S. border, but already in Seattle as well. So the situation is now ripe for a pandemic. And we have seen how people have been moved into the United States from Ebola-infected countries. And we saw the recent approval of Ebola vaccines as well. And we know that the CDC owns the patent on Ebola. You can look that up at the U.S. Patent Office. We've given links to that before. So the bioweapons pandemic scenario, the nightmare scenario that we've described before, now appears to be unfolding. At the same time that Virginia is trying to take away citizens' First Amendment rights and Second Amendment rights, it's at the same time that Trump is trying to be, you know, they're trying to remove Trump by accusing him of treason, you know, lying Adam Schiff, who himself is a treasonous traitor to America. But, you know, you see what's happening with the Senate trial. The whole thing is a farce. All these accusations are a farce. You know, have you seen Peter Schweizer's new book? Joe Biden and the Biden family have received, I mean, tens of millions of dollars in what looked to be like bribes and kickbacks and government corruption. It's amazing. And Pelosi's family members were also receiving big time money, millions of dollars from Burisma, the Ukraine company, and so on. But the reason I mention all this is because I've said it before, the deep state has escalated this war on humanity because they see humanity rising. They see people awakening. They see that nobody is buying the lies of the fake news media anymore. And they can't get Trump out of office, and they can't make America hate Trump, or at least not most of America. Sure, they can have these leftists become like drooling, hate-filled zombies, but most people cannot be controlled that way. So the deep state now, or I should say the globalist deep state, is now resorting to bioweapons. That's the big story of today. And that may be one of the factors of why we're being silenced right now with such a, obviously, a very well-funded, highly sophisticated cyber warfare attack on Natural News, which we will overcome, by the way. It's just a matter of when. It may take us a few days. I don't know. Just have patience. We'll be back. And for now, I'll be posting updates with little text updates and podcasts like this. But things are unfolding right now that they absolutely want to control the narrative so that you don't understand the truth about what's happening. If you're an American, you're under attack. Your nation is under attack. Your borders are under attack now with a whole new weapon system. And it's now in America. Confirmed. Confirmed by the CDC, by the way. The same CDC that brought an Ebola patient into a hospital in Texas, where that Ebola patient, if you recall, proceeded to infect nurses and healthcare workers in the hospital. Wow. Because, of course, nobody in the conventional healthcare system seems to understand, you know, the basics of infectious disease, which is really amazing. But they spread germs like crazy. You know, the average doctor infects patients with superbugs all the time. C. diff and MRSA, you know, the superbugs on the tie of a doctor. Every time that tie drapes over your body, touches your body, you're getting infected with superbugs from 100 other patients. So one thing doctors should do is cut off their damn ties and wash their hands. I mean, some doctors are good at washing their hands, but a lot of them aren't. A lot of nurses and assistants are not good at washing their hands. So hospitals become the breeding grounds of superbugs. That's exactly what happened with Ebola, which fortunately did not explode and spread even more. But you see, coronavirus has a much longer incubation period, or I should say its incubation profile is more stealth. And even when the symptoms start to come out, the symptoms are not always immediately recognizable as being this coronavirus. Whereas Ebola, when the symptoms come out, you know, you can't miss it. Oh my God, this person is flinging blood out of their eyeballs. You know, that's Ebola. This is like, yeah, okay, that's not some normal flu. But coronavirus can pretend to be something else, which is why, in fact, this patient in Seattle, I believe, in the United States now, was misdiagnosed for a week. And during that week, that could have been spreading, probably was. And remember that we are now living in the post-antibiotic era, where mainstream pharmaceutical antibiotics are completely useless against these superbug strains. And they're not even developing any more antibiotics because it doesn't make as much money as pushing statin drugs and antidepressants and chemotherapy and all the other high-profit things they push. So the combination of what's actually going on here, big, big picture, is globalists are at war with humanity. They're silencing independent media. I mean, they've criminally indicted Glenn Greenwald of The Intercept now in Brazil. Can you believe that? One of the best journalists in the world. now a criminal, just like Julian Assange. It's insane. They're criminalizing journalism, and they're unleashing engineered bioweapons on humanity and bringing them into America. Think about that. Yeah, we would be covering this in all kinds of articles right now, except for the fact that we are, of course, subjected to this cyber warfare attack. But we'll get it going here soon. I thank you for your patience, and I thank you for your support, and thank you for your prayers. We are under extreme assault, and you know, fortunately, we still have the resources and the know-how to beat these attempts. It's just going to take us some time. So stay informed. You can follow my channel on Brighteon.com. The channel is HR Report. That's where I'll be posting these updates. I'll also, as much as we can, I'll post updates to the Natural News homepage. Just understand, a lot of the site functionality is very limited right now, and it may stay that way for quite a number of days. We're not sure yet. But again, thank you for your support and your prayers. This is Mike Adams, the editor of Natural News. I'll update you more as things continue to unfold. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.